crowds accompanying Jesus on his way, and he turned and spoke to them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple. Anyone who does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And indeed, which of you here, intending to build a tower, would not first sit down and work out the cost to see if he had enough to complete it? Otherwise, if he laid the foundation and then found himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers would all start making fun of him and saying, "Here is a man who began to build and was unable to finish." Or again, what king marching to war against another king would not first sit down and consider whether with 10,000 men he could stand up to the other who advanced against him with 20,000? If not, then while the other king was still a long way off, he would send envoys to sue for peace. So in the same way, none of you can be my disciple unless he gives up all his possessions. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
There is no one among us who is untouched by the mystery of death. And as we meditate on this mystery, we know that the gospel, in all of its depth, is the only thing that can speak to us in a state of grief. When today's gospel speaks about giving up all of our possessions in order to belong to Christ, we know that it is here that the mystery of mourning receives its great illumination. We don't lose people in death as Christians. We give them up. And this giving up is not a disparagement putting out of our lives, but a sacrifice, and a most precious sacrifice of what we hold most dear. And this is part of our formation as members of the body of Christ, that we should learn to give all things to God, even what is dearest and best in our lives. The hardship of it is a measure of our need for the grace of God. Our trust is still imperfect, our understanding most imperfect. But in this terrible and awesome experience of what appears to be loss, we are being made ready to receive the gifts of God. Saint Ignatius, whose name we keep today, is one of those people who has explained to us in writing the way in which he personally experienced the power of God to transform. And like most other saints, for him it was bound up with the experience of failure and of loss. A nobleman and a soldier, a man trusting in his own strength, he came heavily to grief, wounded, disqualified, himself confronting his own rather weak Christian faith. And it was from that position of earthly defeat that God built him up in the image of Christ. In founding his company of Jesus, he really only sought to be of use in the kingdom of heaven. And he gave himself into the Pope's keeping to be a servant of the gospel in whatever way he could. And that laying down of life sprang from his realization of what Christ asks of all of us. Mourning is a long road, and grief is very cruel and deep at first. But it is in the awareness of that pain that we come to understand and believe the reality of the mystery which is at work in us. If redemption just tinkered with us and rearranged the small details of our life, it would not be an encounter with the God of the cross. And this is a time when the cross is reproduced in us, and we should be ready, because of all of our training, to meet this moment with the same trust and submission which empowered Jesus to carry it bravely with us and for us. So,